Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Monday, February 26th, 2018. With me today, I have Dave Hamilton. How are you, Dave?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, Jeff.
It's great to have you here. And Brian Chaffin, I'm glad you are here as well. How are you?
I'm great, man. Had a good weekend. Saw Black Panther. Times are good.
Man, I'm bummed I haven't had a chance to see Black Panther yet.
I'm shocked. I'm shocked that I got to a Marvel movie before you did.
Well, and I got to a Marvel movie before you did, Jeff.
That flabbergasted me. I'm just shocked about myself.
Right. The flabbergasting is I was there to bat cleanup on that one, Brian.
Yeah, I fully understand. In my
also defense, flabbergasting that I used a baseball reference, but there you go.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like we're in some bizarro world.
Yeah.
In my defense, Boulder International Film Festival was happening, and those movies are here only for a couple of days, whereas Black Panther is around for a little bit longer, so I had to kind of prioritize. You're not buying this, are you?
Mm-mm.
No. All right. Well, then would you buy that Apple is making their own wireless over-the-ear headphones that they will brand with the Apple logo instead of the Beats logo?
Not really.
Yeah. Well, Ming Chi Kao from KGI Security says that's exactly what's happening.
Yeah. You know, he says a lot of things, doesn't he?
They often turn out to be right, though.
No, but they often don't. That's the thing. He's been wrong a lot, and we seem to only collectively remember the times that he's right.
Well, he's when he's right, he's spot on.
Well, when he's wrong, he's spot wrong.
Yeah.
He's the guy that started this iPhone 10 as this big colossal failure story.
Yeah, that's true.
That would be one of the most recent ones, but he's been wrong about iPads. He's been wrong about iPhone features. I mean, don't get me wrong. This guy is plugged into Apple's supply chain in a way that currently no other analyst is, at least as good as Xiaowu was back in the day when Xiaowu was an analyst, and maybe even better. But either the conclusions that he reaches from the information that he gets is sometimes wrong, or sometimes the information itself is in some way incomplete or in error. But the fact that he said that these headphones are coming out does not make it so to me until I get more information.
Right. But I can totally see why Apple would do this. Right. Okay. I mean,
the
Beats brand, when I tell you that I'm going to send you a pair of Beats headphones, you think, wow, lots of low end built for the kids. Mm-hmm. Whereas if I tell you I'm going to send you an Apple set of headphones, you'll think, oh, cool, great user experience. And I'm putting words in your mouth, but these are the words that would come into my mouth, right? When I'm thinking about this sort of thing, like, oh yeah, okay. Like that's like Beats is a demographically very specific brand. And mm-hmm. I think Apple has a wider appeal and wider acceptance by an older demographic.
Yeah, I suppose that's possible. I mean, and, you know, I think about the sound profile on the HomePod, and I actually think more Beats.
Right. I agree with you that the HomePod definitely has some level of that here, let's get you some extra low end. We have something to prove sound profile. Correct. Yes. But well, that's what it is. It's like, look at me. I'm small, but I can do it. I can do it out. Right? Yeah. But like, that's the thing is we were surprised. I was surprised to hear the Apple HomePod with extra low end. If it were marketed as the Beats HomePod, it's what I would have expected out of it.
Okay. Yeah. The low end in HomePod for a lot of tracks that I have tried did have more of a Beats feel to it.
Yeah.
It's okay. So my feeling is Apple seems content with their in-ear solutions as an Apple brand and leaving over the ear to the Beats brand.
Well, Beats does have in-ear stuff too.
They do. Yes, that's absolutely true. And actually, the first in-ear solution that used the W1 chip. Or was it in-ear? Regardless, the first W1 chip option out there was a Beats product, not AirPods.
It was Beats. That's right. Yeah.
It was the Solo 3. So those are actually over-the-ear Solo 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I like your reasoning, Dave. Actually, put more stock into your reasoning than I do in Minchi Kuo saying that it's coming. But I would still, I don't know. Is this something like, are people wanting this? Are people clamoring for this? I mean, like AirPods serve a very specific wireless function. Vis-a-vis the lack of a headphone port. Do you see that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they serve a very specific function about how we use our iPhones. My question is there like some demand for Apple branded over the ear headphones? I mean, if we take Dave's reasoning, is Apple looking at saying simply that that we can actually capture more of the market by having an additional product with our logo on it too?
Yeah, I mean, I look at what Harman, now Samsung, has done with the Harman brand, right? But Harman did it before, where there's all kinds of different sub brands which each stand on their own, right? And they all serve a different market, right? Harman serves a different market from JBL versus AKG, and like, but they're, it's all, you know, the money all flows to the same place, and the engineers all come from the same place in most cases, right? So, this is, you know, audio. We've said it many times. Confirmation bias factors in hugely, and very. Like it, and it's okay that it does in terms of how we experience audio. If we believe that we're going to be happier listening on one thing versus another, and they're otherwise relatively similar in quality, although perhaps different in like EQ choices, if we believe that we're going to like one better than the other, we actually will like one better than the other. Like the dopamine in our brain will say that we like one better. And like, that's the point. Listening to music, it should be like, it's all about enjoying it, right? Mm-hmm. Whatever that means to the person that's listening. And so it is definitively subjective. And that's why it is also a matter of personal style. That factors into the whole thing, right? And that's okay. So yeah, I think this makes sense. It would be foolish for Apple not to capitalize on that market. And I think AirPods might have shown them a taste of what this is like. Because prior to that, Apple branded headphones were, you know, crap.
That's true. AirPods are the first Apple branded headphones, earphones, whatever you want to call them, that I've been happy with.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's funny because we all say, I mean, I see it almost universally amongst our, you know, Apple media peers, where we all say some version of, I know I'm not supposed to like these things, but I really like them. Yeah. And that's like, we have a chorus of people saying that. And part of why we're not supposed to like them is, oh, yeah, well, they're Apple earphones. You know, they haven't ever been really great. They've been functional. We all keep them, but, you know, we feel bad for people that use them. Well, not the AirPods.
Not the AirPods. Yeah. I use my AirPods almost daily.
It's crazy.
It we shouldn't like them. It's absolutely crazy. Yeah.
I confess, though, that I used earpods before I got AirPods because they didn't form a seal in my ear.
Sure, sure. But it's not just the lack of the seal that made Apple's thing sound, you know, bad. It was just, I don't know, it seemed like they never, I guess with EarPods was the first thing where they were starting to try to be better with sound quality. Prior to that, it felt just like very perfunctory. Like, yeah, we need to put something in the box. Yeah,
really good for phone calls, I thought.
Yes. I think. Yeah, and I would say the same about AirPods. They're they're fine with audio. In fact, they're better than fine, but they're not great with audio or music, but they're really functional with audio music, especially if you want to be able to hear your surroundings. But for phone calls, they are hands down the best in ear or best, you know, Bluetooth earpiece I've ever used.
Yeah. I'm with
you. And I've tried a lot of them. Yeah.
Yep.
Might not always stay that way. Maybe somebody will do something better, but for now.
Well,
absolutely.
I hope so. And then, yeah, exactly. And then the race is on.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think the race is already on, but, I can believe that we would see Apple branded headphones competing side by side, so to speak, with Beats.
All right. Well, Dave, your argument is plausible to me. So I'm inclined to think that it's possible that Apple could be doing this fall or releasing these this fall, but not because of Ming-Chi Kao, but it's because of you.
Okay. Well, there you go. I'll allow it.
Okay. Thank you. All right. So, Brian, other thing I want to talk about today, I'm sure this is something you're just going to love. So over the weekend, Samsung introduced the Galaxy S9 and S9 Plus smartphones, and they have a pretty impressive camera specs. But they also have something that we've been hearing was coming, which is their response to an emoji on the iPhone X, and it's called AR emoji. So here's the deal. Samsung says, no, we're not copying an emoji. This is different because what we're doing is scanning your face and mapping it onto an animation, you know, sort of like an emoji, but what they're doing differently.
But it's not like an emoji. I gotta defend. I don't even know what it feels just kind of gross even saying that. I gotta defend Samsung on this. I mean, they're doing something a lot different than an emoji. In particular, they're allowing people to capture the same sort of self identity that Bitmoji has been so successful with. Have you guys used Bitmoji?
I'm very familiar with Bitmoji.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's terrific fun, fun service, that, you know, you create by hand, you create something that you think looks like yourself. And then you get all of these various stickers and meme like, images, that have this image of you included in it. And, I think that if anything, Samsung's going after that more so than they're going after an emoji. And I also read a piece, Apple Insider did a piece with a comment from Samsung's, some executive within Samsung who claims that they've been working on this for years. And that's probably true. You don't rush. This isn't the sort of thing you can rush out to market after Apple announces it in iPhone X.
I'll agree with you on that. However,
so I don't think they're copying Apple, and I think they're doing something different than what Apple did with Animoji.
Are they doing like face tracking with it? Is there that element of this here?
Yeah. So what they do is they have you start by using the camera on the S9, and it takes a photograph of your face, so two-dimensional image. And then it takes that two-dimensional image and converts it into this kind of cartoony version of you. And then it takes that two-dimensional thing and maps it on to the 3D model they have. And so then you get the tracking of your face in real time from that.
Huh. Okay, so it's kind of a cross between Bitmoji and Animoji.
Yeah, kind of is.
I'll give you that.
Yeah. That's actually kind of cool. Are they, forgive me for not knowing this about the S9, does the S9 have the same like infrared face tracking thing that Apple does? Or
no.
Okay, so it's just using the camera to do this.
Right. Yeah, the system that Samsung is using for the S9 and S9 Plus is not nearly as sophisticated as what Apple has in the iPhone X.
Yeah, right. So it, I mean, we haven't used it yet, but it's My concern would be, how smooth is it as compared to like Animoji, which is not relying just on a camera, is doing something far, you know, far more granular than that in terms of tracking the face.
It's going to be a pile of crap from that standpoint.
Based on,
it could be, it could be, right. Yeah. That would, that, like I said, that would be my concern.
Based on what I'm seeing online, and keep in mind that people have been able to play with these phones, like Medium and some bloggers have had them for a few days, but realistically, most of the media has had access to these for what amounts to hours because it was announced over the weekend.
Sure.
And the common reaction that I've been seeing, like on Twitter, has been that it doesn't track nearly as well as Animoji, and it tends to be really creepy.
You know, looking at the images I've seen, I wouldn't call it. I don't find them creepy.
Well, my guess is it gets creepy when it's tracking your own face back at you, or your own cartoonized face back at you.
Yeah, some of the videos I've seen of that, the animated face, was a little bit creepy.
Yeah. Looking.
All right. So I would also add to this conversation that the amount of discussion that we've given to this is probably a lot more than it deserves. And I'm not bagging on us. Samsung, as I've been preaching for years now, has these delusions of software relevance, and they come up with these crappy services that they paste on top of their version of Android, and no one cares about them and no one uses them. And it's Samsung is just so irrelevant in the grand scheme of things.
Well, Samsung's pretty relevant.
If Samsung went away tomorrow, their market share would go to other Android makers.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Apple wouldn't get it.
Right? Correct.
It's not, like, Apple's not going to suddenly become the 50% market share leader around the world. Right. Other Android makers would get their sales. That makes them irrelevant.
They bring some new features to market. They spend a lot of time marketing themselves as the people that bring new features to market. And I think that's relevant for the Android world. If it weren't for Samsung spending all the money on marketing that they do, I think that would make Android less relevant.
You may have a point there, but those new features that they bring to market, the one that has stuck and people cared about was larger screens. Like, nothing else that they have done has ever mattered.
What I'm saying is without Samsung constantly out there pushing the Android message and beating the Android drum, I think there would be more people on iOS. Like, Samsung markets in a way that makes Android cool for the every person, whether or not you actually wind up buying a Samsung. I mean, once you like made the decision, I can go Android, then it's, oh, well, which Android phone? And you might not wind up buying a Samsung, but like without Samsung doing what they do.
I will give you that Samsung does have a cheerleader role, and there are Samsung fans out there. I personally know people who think that Android is that Samsung is specifically the bee's knees.
Totally.
From an innovation standpoint, though, I really don't think they matter.
Fair enough. I have a feeling that what they did with the cameras this time is going to start showing up in a lot of phones now, and they have a mechanical thing so they can switch between two apertures for the cameras, so you get better bright light and better low light images. And my guess is that there will now be a lot of phone makers that jump on the dual aperture system.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And it also turns out, if my Twitter feed is any indication, people are flipping out for the purple color on the S9 and S9 Plus.
I can totally see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I've even seen comments where people were saying, I wish Apple would release a purple iPhone because I would buy it. So apparently they innovate with purple.
Prince would approve, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure. So we're out of time. I'm going to stick with my original assertion, which is that AR emoji is just creepy, because most of the videos that I've seen, it just really felt creepy to me. And now I'm curious to see how many people actually use this feature when the phones get out in the wild. So we're out of time. Dave, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me. Fun stuff.
Brian, thank you for being here as well.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Thanks for having us. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have both of you here. Listeners, I'm so glad you are here as well. Thanks for being here and listening. We'll see everyone again tomorrow.